Iraqi forces are getting prepared to launch a major operation in Diyala province and the holy city of Samarra in Salah ad-Din province to secure them from ISIL terrorists. Iraqi authorities say armored tankers and various advanced weapons and reinforcements have already been sent to the front line on several axes to launch liberation operations and flush the terrorists out of the regions.
The operations that are now taking place in Salah ad-Din and Diyala affect Anbar. Further provinces are connected from the western side, and cleansing ISIL pockets in Diyala, Tikrit and Kirkuk, as well as deserted areas near Anbar, will affect the operations in Anbar and prevent ISIL from fleeing from Anbar towards Salah ad-Din, as well as securing the liberated areas for the return of displaced families.
Officials say the terrorists have committed numerous crimes against Iraqi civilians and worshippers in those areas over the past few weeks. They have also reassured that there are enough forces to liberate the regions from the terrorists and that will not affect the ongoing operations in Anbar province.
There is a plan now to cleanse the provinces of Diyala and Salah ad-Din completely from terrorists in order to prepare for the return of displaced citizens. Now the popular mobilization and Iraqi forces' mission is to secure the towns and cities completely and secure the holy sites.
Meanwhile, the commander of the Tigris operations, Lieutenant General Abdul Amir Al-Zaidi, announced on Monday that more than 8,000 displaced families have returned to their liberated areas in Diyala over the past few months after the battles with the terrorist groups ended. He also stressed that enough special forces have been sent there to secure the residential neighborhoods. Analysts say that the terrorist attacks are aimed at frightening citizens and making the illusion that the Takfiri group is still present in Diyala and Salah ad-Din provinces. Officials also say the new military operations are aimed at cleansing the area from the terrorists and preventing them from committing more crimes against civilians. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.